Bells across Alaska rang at 9:30 this morning in memory of the 26 victims who were shot to death 1 week ago at an elementary school in Connecticut. There were 27 victims in total. The first was the gunman's mother, who was found dead in her home. The state capitol building bell was struck 26 times, and as it faded, church bells throughout Juneau could be heard. Governor Sean Parnell ordered the bell to be rung as part of this day of mourning declared by Connecticut Governor Dan Malloy, who called upon all Americans to observe a moment of silence at 9:30 local time while bells tolled around the country. 20 children, all 6- and 7-year-olds, and 6 faculty members died at the hands of a gunman on December 14th at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. State Capitol Custodian Supervisor Paul David Duran rang the Capitol building bell. It was a cold job, with temperatures in the low teens and howling winds.
Very proud to do it. I have 3 children, a 2, a 4, and a 6-year-old. I only hope that nothing like that would ever happen.
Governor Parnell and First Lady Sandy Parnell were among the few dozen people who congregated for the Capitol ceremony. Alaska's Capitol building bell is a full-scale replica of the original Liberty Bell and was given to the Alaska Territory by the U.S. Treasury Department in 1950. It is rung at the governor's discretion.